Hello, and welcome to episode number 57 of Going Native. My name is Steve Carroll. I'm the dev manager for the Visual C++ team. So today, we're here to talk to you about the Visual Studio 2017 launch and the sort of history of Visual Studio. So this is actually our 20th anniversary. So Visual Studio 97 was the very first edition of Visual Studio, and today we're launching the 2017 edition. And so it's our 20th anniversary, and so we're going to bring a whole bunch of people to talk to you about the sort of the history of the team and where we've come from. So before we get to that, though, I just want to remind you, Visual Studio 2017, there's four big things I want you to know about it. It has excellent conformance compared to previous version. We've got lots of C++ 11 and 14 support. We've started to add C++ 17 support to our libraries and our front end. We have a big focus on performance, which means your solutions are going to load faster, your projects are going to build faster. We've got some improvements in IntelliSense as well. We've got some big strides in productivity, some new features, much faster navigation technologies inside. And finally, the one of the biggest pieces of work was actually modernizing our setup so that you can get just the bits down that you need. It should install much faster and eat much less of your hard drive. So as part of our anniversary celebration for the 20th anniversary of Visual Studio, we're sort of all across Visual Studio coming out and telling our VS stories. And so I'll start with mine. My very first programming environment was on the IBM PC Junior. My dad bought me an IBM PC Junior in the early 80s, and it came with a cartridge for BASIC. And of course, that cartridge was produced by Microsoft. So I used, that was my, like, actually my very introduction to computers. The very first day of me having a computer was me playing with that. And so for me, it's like amazing that here I am 40 years later, and now I actually get to work on the team that is the successor of all of that stuff. My very first product here at Microsoft was actually, which one of it is it? It's this big, no. This big guy here, Visual Studio 2005 was my first edition, and I'm actually wearing my Visual Studio 2008 t-shirt today. And so, you know, I've been here for what many people consider a long time, but relative to the length of this team, I'm still the new guy, so I'm excited to introduce you to a bunch of people from the team, and we'll have them tell you a little bit of the story of the product. All right, so our first guest is Mark Levine. Mark, can you introduce yourself?
As Steve said, my name is Mark Levine. I am currently a developer, software engineering lead on the C++, VC++ backend team. I started in 1989 as a software engineer on the C backend team. So. I'm here to kind of give you a little bit of a, walk you through some of the history, I think, of our products going back not just to the beginning of Visual Studio, but actually all the way back to some of the ancestors of Visual Studio.
That's right. Like I think like the old joke about Microsoft being bad at like versioning and naming things is like a that's not a new phenomenon. And indeed, Mark had to send me a very long spreadsheet of what all of the different things are. So let's start people with the C series,
okay.
I guess.
So when I started, Microsoft had shipped C6,
which is not VC6.
Which is not Visual
C++. That's later
this
in the story.
And it wasn't even C++ at the time. This was just our C compiler. It was actually already the sixth version of our C compiler. In addition to the optimizing compiler, we had a non-optimizing compiler called QuickC. And you can kind of see here this first box. This is QuickC for Windows, which we'll come to in a moment, because this is not even the first integrated development environment IDE for QuickC. When I started, and the first thing I ever actually did, the first task I did was in the QuickC IDE, which ran on character mode Windows, on Windows 3. So I shifted after that into the compiler backend space, but starting from, that's where I started, and that's where my history begins. Microsoft's history with the compiler toolchain C and C++ quickly transitioned from C6 to C7, which is also C++ 7.
Those, so that was the first one where they added any kind of C++.
That was the first time we shipped C++. We still had a QuickC compiler at that time, so the optimizing and non-optimizing.
Circa 1990?
This was 1990. For those of you who remember, we don't have the prop for this, which was the very, very large box, weighed about 40 pounds.
We should
ship all of the documentation, physical books. I still remember, actually do remember, that one of the marketing ads we had at the time, competing with Borland, where we showed on a scale just how much one version of C, C++ 7.0, outweighed the Borland compilers of the time.
Like the box?
The box.
Was it bigger than, so this is the VC++ 6
all of these box. All of these would fit within that box. That's how, it was literally about this wide.
Okay.
And there are still some floating around out there. I have seen them.
You don't consult the documentation that often anymore.
No, now it's all online. Ironically, we got, at the time, C6, we got a lot of bad feedback from customers because we put the documentation online and they weren't ready for that. They wanted the books. And so we put the books back in and created this behemoth of a product that we shipped. And this was back in the days of 3.5-inch floppy disks. So we were looking at 40-some-odd floppy disks plus a dozen or more thick books. So each of them was about this.
You had to like hire your child to come in and actually feed
in
the 40 different
disks. It was very heavy.
Yeah.
And it took a long time to go if you wanted to install the whole thing. Much better now. We've improved quite a bit.
Visual Studio 2017 acquisition. Get it now.
There we go.
Okay, yeah.
So in 1990, we shipped C++ and C7.0. We actually had another IDE with that called the Programmer's Workbench. It was still character mode Windows. But this was also an earlier attempt to actually bring multiple products or cover multiple aspects of what developers wanted to do besides just compiling C and C++ code. Shortly thereafter, we introduced QuickC for Windows. That was this here. That was our first attempt to do truly graphic development environments.
IDE in a windowed environment,
sort of thing. Shortly after this, this was, of course, only QuickC. This was not C++ at this time. Shortly after this, we introduced Visual Basic, Visual C++, and really started, Microsoft as a whole really embraced the visual.
So this is sort of right before the visual brand comes in, but we're still well before Visual Studio.
Yes, Visual C++ was 1993. This was probably 1991 or 1992. And so, as I said, Visual C++ shipped in 1993. That was a big step. That was our first Visual C++ product. We shipped a number of those. The versioning and the numbers get a little bit weird. We had Visual C++, Visual C++ 2.0. We skipped 3, we went straight to 4. We had 4.1, 4.2. We had very short turnaround updates. And then by Visual C++ 5, that was actually in 1997, that was actually the first version of Visual C++ that shipped with the Visual Studio. It also did ship as a standalone product at that time. So the progression was, as you can see, as we're trying to show you, we went from character mode Windows, C only, C++, C++, or C and graphic IDEs for C, graphic IDEs for C and C++, and eventually we iterated on that, and as more and more visual products came into the forefront, you can see with Visual Studio, finally bringing it all together, we had the Visual Interweb, Visual
Internet,
Fox Pro, I forgot the name of it. There was a number, we had about a half dozen or more visual named branded products that we bundled together in Visual Studio to create the larger experience, which continued to grow and adapt to all of the myriad opportunities and requirements that customers had. Different processors, different language features, different runtimes, more and more parts of the ecosystem were added. You can see how much power has been added to the Visual Studio family over the years. From Visual Studio 97 and 98 through the Visual Studio.net 2002 and 2003. And this one here is 2002.
And that's 2003 over there. You can see the boxes slowly shrinking.
We have the box here, Visual Studio 2005. And from here we continued 2008, 10, 12, 13, and 15. I'm sure that was probably your first product.
That was my first.
There we go. And you can see all the things that we've done to, for the tools, not just C and C++, but the broad spectrum of tools that customer uses, different languages, different operating systems, different environments, different ways of producing content and applications for customers.
I think people probably don't even appreciate it. Like some of the older ones, they targeted platforms that you might not even realize, right?
That's true. I can tell you the history. I've worked on most of the targets that we have. Visual C++ 4.0, for those who don't recall, We shipped versions of that that built applications for the 68K Macintosh,
yep.
as well as the PowerPC Macintosh. We had versions internally, and I actually don't remember if we ever shipped externally the versions for MIPS and Alpha at the time when Windows was working on building versions
right.
that would run on MIPS and Alpha architectures. After Visual C, after the 4 series, we consolidated everything into one Visual C++ product and new architectures such as Itanium, as well as the 64-bit AMD 64 x86 extensions were rolled into the product as options that were available in the mainstream product.
Got it. So I wore my 2008 shirt today. You're wearing your Monte Carlo shirt.
I'm wearing a Monte Carlo. Monte Carlo is kind of interesting. I had to go look this up. As Steve said, I kind of miss the old code names. the code names today are fairly generic.
And even more confusing somehow, right? Like the 1517 thing. Yeah.
They can be if the years overlap. That's true. back then we used actual names, words, and such. We started off, Visual C++ 1.0 was codenamed Caviar. The person who dubbed it thus wanted to name it after seafood. And yes, seafood, go figure. We used salmon, we used anchovy.
Sanchovy.
That was a, as you know, product plans change, and salmon and anchovy were different products that got consolidated into a single product, and so the names were blended. I believe that was the last of our 16-bit compilers was Sanchovy. Then we shifted to place name, or actually we had Barracuda, more not seafood, but just sea creatures. We shifted to place names. Eventually we landed on Monte Carlo. Monte Carlo, interestingly enough, was a product that never actually shipped. It was a version in between VC6, Visual Studio 98, and VisualStudio.net that, as plans shifted,
is told of song and in legend, but alas,
herein, a lot of good work was done that eventually made its way into VisualStudio.net, but as an independent product, we decided not to ship it. However, as was often the plan back in the day, the first thing you did when you were starting a new product release or a new cool product is you came up with a cool name,
and
a cool nickname, and a t-shirt,
nice.
Or a sweatshirt in this case. And so we have the sweatshirt. And for those who can't see, this one's very subtle. There is actually on this die, VC++ is actually written. It's really hard to see, and we're not going to zoom in to show it. But
oh, I see. Yes.
It is there.
Yes.
There's a subtle nod to Microsoft in this particular one. Here it's a lot more obvious.
Microsoft Visual Studio. Okay. Cool. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome, Steve.
All right. So next up, Mark, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Mark Hall. I'm the one of the lead devs on the C++ compiler.
Yeah, you've had a bunch of different roles on the team across. When did you start, though?
In 1992.
All right, so we're all doing a what shirt are we wearing thing, so let's start there. What are you wearing, Matt?
Well, I'm wearing my VC10, which is actually on the back it says 10 is the new 6.
10 is the new 6.
And that's an homage, of course, to the best development product ever made, which was VC6. And the
if
best
we do
one,
say so ourselves.
Yeah, if we have. And the one the best product development product never shipped, which was 6.1.
Yeah, Mark was just telling the folks at home about the lack of Monte Carlo, which we also found out today as we are creating the reminiscences that are turning into these interviews, is that there was actually even a box made for it.
That's what I'm here to understand. We actually put a box together for that. And back in the day, we had, you know, these gigantic
man-killing boxes.
That's a tiny box. The C7 box, or, you know, like... You could have housed an entire, you know, Habit Trail community in that thing.
So tell me about your first days, and which product does it line up to, your start?
Well, when I started, I was actually, I came from California, and I was in the, Microsoft had just acquired PowerPoint.
Okay.
And they had offices in California, and so I was in that office for the first 6 months. And
What year is this?
And this is 92.
Okay, 92.
So I didn't know at the time, but Microsoft had this big thing where they would fly people from all over the world, and we'd all come to one location for
the company
meeting. Back then, you didn't, you know, that's not a thing you watched on your screen. You went. And it was a big deal. And they flew us all up from California, and they put us up in hotels, and, you know. And I'm pretty excited about this. I'm on the plane with all these people, and they're all excited, and I'm thinking, hey, this is great. We're gonna go and find out how the company's doing, and you know, and I was quite a bit younger back then, and you know, I was pretty excited to be working at Microsoft. So it was at the Kingdome, which is a big deal. I mean, it's a huge place.
It had sports arena.
Gigantic, which has since been demolished. Gigantic screens, you know, at the time, you know, you wanted a Jumbotron, you had to go to the arena.
You guys partied too hard, they had to take it down.
Well, yeah, that's right. Blew that up. And so I'm sitting with my group, you know, and you know, like it's like this big, you know, yay Microsoft thing where they put up the sales for Microsoft, and it was Word at the time. That was a separate business, and their chart was going up, baby, and they're, you know, cracking $1 billion, and I was like, yeah, all right. And then it's Excel, you know, and they were a separate team. It wasn't like Office, you know, and their chart was going up, and everything was great, and things were wonderful. And the people I came up with is a PowerPoint, you know, and that's all doing great. And back at that time, the C++ product was, you know, it was on, you would, I mean, it had as much prestige as Word and Excel and the operating system.
It's sort of a part of the company, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, it was a large and very, you know, important part of the company. Well, I won't say it's not important, but I mean, it was very large. So then, you know, and everybody's having a great time, and then they bring up C++, the C++ product, and the little chart looks like it's actually going the wrong way, and there's like this giant hush over the crowd, and then everybody, it seemed like, was looking at me. Like, oh my God!
It's time to save the company.
This is your fault, you know. So that was a little bit different outcome than I wanted. And for years, and you know, and the testimonials and everything were like, you know, this Borland company was, you know,
killing
really eating our lunch, you know, and killing us there. And so it became a sort, and I had a bunch of friends that actually went and worked for Borland, and they're all like, see, you should have come here, and you know, all that. And now years later, I kind of have the last laugh there, but at the time, I mean, we were really sweating bullets. And then come to find out years later, it was a real competition. It was like Borland
is
Borland that.
Yeah, all these compilers really going at each other.
Let me just say, Borland had great marketing. They had great marketing. They were the Apple of their time. You know, they really knew how to stick it to you. And we had no, we Microsoft is really, I don't know, to say, we've never really been our forte as marketing. But we did have this one, finally, after all these years of suffering at the hands of the Apple marketing, we had come to find out that all of the Windows products that shipped on Windows that were from California in the Silicon Valley, right in Borland's backyard, they were all using our compiler.
To build their products.
That's right. So we had this outing campaign. And we're in your house, we're in your backyard, and we're compiling all those products there. And finally, after all that time, and you know, we got our comeuppance, as it were.
Did you guys put up billboards or something like that?
Rumor had it we had billboards out there. Now, that's the thing I love
we
about...
We have photographic evidence.
That's what I love about my, you know, aging memory is that, to me, all this stuff happened. In fact, I, you know, my fantasy is that we actually built Borland's compiler, too. that's probably false, so please don't spread that.
Yes, out. Yes. Go update Wikipedia.
But that's what I believe, that makes me happy, and I'm, you know, proud of it.
Awesome. All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, well, you're welcome.
Okay, Marian, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Marian Luparo. I'm a program manager on the Visual C++ team.
How long have you been here?
For about 11 years now.
Okay, so which version is that at? Well, you got to point at the box that you started at,
oh,
if you can identify
it. I joined exactly after 2005 shipped.
Okay, so I outrank you.
Of course.
Yeah, okay, yes, great, sir. Yes, good. So that one, then. No,
no, this one over here, I think.
Is
it's
over
2005.
Here somewhere. Oh, I left it in Mark's office. Okay, so...
I worked on 2008,
the great
yes.
tragedy of this episode of Going Native is that between, for an interregnum of about like 18 months, we moved from this building over to the team rooms where we shot most of the other episodes of this thing that had me in them. And as part of that, lots of our folks who had really cool old memorabilia took all of that stuff home because there wasn't room for it in the team rooms.
Yeah.
And so, like, I have literally spent the last, you know, hour of my working day running around from office to office saying, who's got what? Who's got what? But Marian, late breaking news, has this box. You want to tell us a little bit about that one?
This is a Visual C++ 1.0 box.
Great.
It does not have the disk anymore or any of the bits, but it has the thick books in it.
But it did originally contain a 3.5-inch high-density disk.
Yes.
None of those
low-density
850-megabyte ones or whatever they were, right?
Yes. And it did ship with MFC 2.0.
Okay.
In it.
And was what's and new about MFC these days?
Man, 25 years. Can
25
you believe it?
Years.
It's been 25 years since we shipped MFC 1.0. So this was even before Visual C++ 1.0. It was in the C/C++
7.0.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. So, and we had like this big cake and the team celebrated. We wish we could invite everybody that actually contributed to MFC for so many years. It's amazing, 25 years,
yeah.
Wow.
It was a good cake.
Cool.
So yeah, so we've got in our ongoing week of nostalgia then. Yeah. So tell me your best Visual Studio story, sir.
Oh, let's see. When I got started with Visual Studio, it was the most horrible experience for me. Let me tell you. So when I heard I'm going to use Visual C++ for the first time, I was horrified. And then 5 years later, I was in love with Visual C++. So I got this offer to join Civeco, which is one of the largest software companies in Romania. I was really honored. Like, it was a big opportunity for me to become a professional developer. And I go there in the first day, and I meet the team, and I look over their shoulder, and like they're using this IDE, and I realize it. I ask, it's Visual C++. And I know nothing about Visual C++. Like, all I knew were Borland C++ builder tools and so on. So
Borland keeps coming up in these stories, man. All right, go.
That's the only thing I used before, so I thought I'm definitely going to get fired the first day. Like, if they find out that I never use Visual C++, I'm out of here. Yes. So I go talk with my manager, and Florin Ilia was his name. I still remember, like, a great guy to work for. He smiles and he takes this box literally, like he takes it out of his closet and he puts it in front of me.
Which is the docs, for the record.
This is the docs for Visual C++ 6, which was what they're using back then. And
said, sure.
You can learn, right? So probably my face wasn't inspiring very much confidence at the time, but you know, he gave me that trust. So that's what I did, like, in my corner desk for 1 week.
Page one.
Can you imagine that the whole team was like furiously typing of their like lines of code, like thousands of lines of code I could imagine with their computer. I was sitting quietly, like one page at a time and learning.
ATL.
Yeah. Well, it was user docs as well, not only like reference. So it was quite cool, and I got very attached to that product even before actually really using it on the computer. It's pretty amazing. It's probably the last product I learned from, you know,
from RTFMing literally.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So that's my story. I didn't get fired after all. So
good.
I spent kind of my formative years there as a developer.
I thought the story was gonna end. You get fired there and then Microsoft hires you because like they get you off the street or something. No. All right, good.
Yeah, it was great. And then I kinda upgraded from this version 2002, 2003, and then I finally ended up joining Microsoft, which was another great opportunity. I got very lucky to join the C++ team. Been having so much fun since then.
Awesome.
That's kind of all I had, yeah.
All right, thank you, Marion.
All right, bye.
So we were just looking at the box for this thing, and of course, you know, this is the first one that has MFC 2.0 on it. But the funny thing about it is it says you need a high-density disk drive and then a hard disk with 25 megabytes available. Ooh, so 25. I am super proud of how much leaner we made Visual Studio 2017 than, you know, Visual Studio 2015. But I'm going to just for warning you, it doesn't quite fit on a 25 megabyte hard drive. Maybe the next version. All right, Eric, introduce yourself to the folks at home.
Okay, I'm program manager here at the Visual C++ team in the VC libraries, but I started in Microsoft France in 98.
Wow. Okay, so, and you've been on the team for, actually, you're one of our relatively recent.
Yes, 1 year and a half, something like that, yeah.
Great, but you've been using Visual Studio since way back in the...
Since 92, 93.
Great, so you want to tell me about your first encounter with
Visual
Studio?
Oh, my first encounter with Visual Studio, Visual C++ at this time. I remember I was working in a small training company in South of France, in Toulouse. And my director at this time gave me the box. You know, this box with all the books. And
yeah.
Say, oh, do you know this product, Eric? No, I didn't. Oh, by the way, you have a course to animate next Monday. So I spent all my weekend
to
learning.
To teach the course.
To teach the course.
Okay. Not to learn from
to teach the course. And I have only 1 weekend to learn MFC, the version 2.0, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And I think I slept perhaps 2 hours during the weekend, but the course was fine. It was my first one. And I give this course many, many times in France. And apparently I was the only one in South of France having this skill. And I remember in Bordeaux setting a classroom with 20 computers. You know, at this time, the computer was a bit big.
Yeah.
And with the floppy disk. And I spent all my nights doing that and starting the course.
Do you know about how many, so this is 1.0, but you're talking about 1.5, I think 1.5, we figured out,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Do you know about how many disks it was to install?
I think it was 15 or something.
Oh
like
my
that.
God.
Yeah. And when you have some error, you have to retry and this kind of thing. Well, one night. And I promised to myself, never again. And a few months after, a colleague of mine from Montpellier gave me the first MSDN CD. You know, this pretty amazing stuff, a CD. And that changed definitely my life, because carrying a CD with me is better than carrying all the documentation and books.
I can see you on a bicycle with the CD.
So a lot of fun with MSC, and a lot of night doing, trying to fix some things. Because at this time, I cannot imagine Microsoft let bugs in the project.
Nope. Yeah, well, we've since learned to stop doing that.
Yes. Yeah, that's my first memory and good memory about MFC, yes.
Great.
And C++.
Thanks, Eric.
Welcome.
Okay, so I hope you enjoyed our stroll down memory lane. I did have to like basically walk the halls for an hour and cajole all of the folks. We have a lot of camera-shy veterans. I could only get a couple of them, but so I hope you really enjoyed this. And now that you're really primed, you're going to go down, you're going to click the button, you're going to install Visual Studio 2017, which is going to be a little bit bigger than these products, but still real good. And I hope you enjoy it, and I promise we'll come back in another 20 and do this again.